Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is episode 114, and we're actually going to talk about comic book covers today. I'm Brian.
Maybe.
Who are you?
Johnny.
Johnny. What's up, man?
They should know who I am by now.
They should. They should recognize your voice. All right, so.
Whoever they are.
The people. The fans. Should we start calling them the Infamous Fam?
No. Infamites.
I said that a long time ago, and everyone gave me crap about it.
That's why I just said that.
Infamites.
That's why I said that.
Infaminions.
Ooh, I like that one.
Hello, Infaminions. Welcome.
Now I look at them all as little yellow dudes.
Entertain me, Infaminions.
They all like bananas.
Entertain me. Anyway, so we are actually going to talk about our Jack Kirby covers for September and kind of celebrating his 100th birthday a little late, or anniversary of his birth.
100th anniversary.
And we are going to talk about our weekend, because we were together pretty much the entire time, which is weird, because we haven't hung out a super bunch lately, but because we've both been pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
And my kid's starting to play basketball, which will be interesting.
That should be interesting.
Dun, dun, dun. So I made her try out, right?
So what arm did she... She broke her arm when she was little.
She broke her right arm. Left arm. Right arm.
Okay.
When so she was
it's gonna
three.
It's going to be the opposite arm this time.
Or an ankle or something.
I'm putting money on an arm.
Okay. So I kind of threw her out there, right, into this tryout.
Yeah,
without ever teaching her anything about basketball. Just, I wanted to see what I had to work with. So...
You don't even have anywhere to really bounce a ball, like, and you have grassy yard. And
well, there's a
the sidewalk.
There's a hoop. No, there's a hoop at the.
I meant like in your yard. Oh, you know? Yeah.
So, but I'll have her doing drills in the alley behind the house.
That'll work out real well.
Teach her how to, you know, adjust for the terrain.
The chickens will just sit there and watch her.
Buck up, buck up, buck up, buck up. Anyway,
be like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. So, real quick, it made another $30 million this weekend. You still
what
haven't
did?
Seen it? It.
What's it?
Pennywise. Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
Well, and they announced the sequel's release date.
So I saw a whole bunch of stuff about that where people were complaining, like, why didn't they film them back to back? Because they did not know if it was going to be successful. Because if you look at Stephen King properties as a whole, they don't tend to do super well
but
at the box office.
Financially, it would have been smart to film them back to back.
Maybe.
Because you would have had actors locked in with a no number amount to pay them.
Well,
now you've got a successful movie, so the actors you hire are going to be like, well,
that's why they end up with nobodies. Well, you know, and then Jason Ritter for Ben.
Jason Ritter,
dude. I just think
Ritter's doing his new show that's Joan of Arcadia with him instead of Joan.
Oh, it'll be canceled by like episode 4 or 5. He's a show killer.
What?
I'm kidding. I love Jason Ritter. But no. So it's interesting though, because Kingsman did 39. The Golden Circle with its opening weekend, which did $3 million more than Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Okay,
so you know that's positive.
Good. But the Kingsman: Secret Service was released in the spring,
right?
And this is been fall. Released in the fall, where they should have just waited and released it around the same time.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I saw some reviews,
and they made the error of releasing at the same time that 5 Comic Cons were going on in the United States.
Well, yeah.
They should check that stuff.
See, that's what I was thinking too. But do you think that really affects it much? Because
I think,
like,
it would affect it a little bit. Because
during San Diego, they opened some pretty big movies.
No, I don't remember anything big opening during that weekend.
Oh, well, I'll double check.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the weekend before, because wasn't War of the Planet of the Apes?
Spider-Man opened.
Spider-Man was the weekend
of San Diego.
It opened the weekend of, or the weekend before.
Well, if the weekend before Planet of the Apes was San Diego, then that was Spider-Man, because it opened the week before.
I don't remember Planet anything opening on the weekend of San Diego.
I don't know. So we can look it up and tweet about it later or something.
Yeah.
Or just forget about it and never mention it in continuity ever again.
Somebody will be like, hey, wait.
Hold on.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
But no, so it's like crushing it right now.
What's crushing it?
It.
That's it. See, it works. It works so well.
Anyway, but I don't think they could have done it back to back because, like, they have no idea who the adults are going to be. They had no idea what it was going to do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know? They could have cast
but
that.
After you see it, because you haven't seen it yet, we need to do, like a dream review? Casting. Well, yeah, that too, but a dream casting of what it is. But let's talk about what we did all weekend. We were at the 2017 Cincinnati Comic Expo.
The what?
It.
Yeah.
So,
and no Pennywise cosplays.
I didn't see one. No. Not one. I saw a bunch of Pennywise art.
I got killed by Jason.
I did. Dude.
I got killed by Skinny Jason. That's what we decided to call
skinny
that.
Skinny Jason? Not Finn Jason?
Because.
I know.
Yeah. Katie's really skinny, so. She was calling herself Skinny Jason, and I said, that works. That totally works.
Anna Jason,
yeah,
for being an anorexic version of Jason. Not that Katie's not anorexic. Katie's not anorexic. But anyway, dude, that was a great picture in the face you made.
Well, and her shirt looked like his like shirt. She tried to really like go for that part three look.
Yeah.
And she got it. Like there's
oh it was great
oh yeah. She had blood on her.
See, I didn't see her in person. I only saw the picture. And funny
story,
she had fake
blood all over her, and I was like, "It's on your hands, even." And she goes, "That's because I was putting it on the clothes."
Well, right after she posted that, or you posted, I don't remember which one of you posted it, but I was walking by Joe's booth, and he showed me the picture, and he goes, "Man, I bet there's 100 people here who want to do that to him."
Yeah, there probably are.
All from love.
There are a few people who give me looks at conventions, and I'm like, I don't remember what I did to you, but okay.
So was this an 8th or 9th?
This is the 8th.
The 8th.
I'm pretty sure.
I could have swore last year was the 8th, and this year was the 9th, but we've been to every single one together, because you dragged me to the first one in...
At Xavier,
yeah. So,
and the second one was in the upstairs little room at the convention center. And
so this convention, the Cincinnati Comic Expo, it's grown. It's a full-fledged convention now. Like,
with security and everything.
Well,
yeah.
And we'll get to that. But like, it was an 800-person convention in the concourse of a Division I college basketball arena.
Yeah.
You know, and... Then it was just two rooms kind of upstairs at the Cincinnati Duke Energy Center, which is a huge
Was it two
building.
Rooms or was it just one room in the hallway
two,
outside?
Oh, I guess it was. I guess, it was two rooms in the hallway or one room in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then it's slowly gotten bigger and bigger where they actually had one of the halls that was just the entryway this year. That's what Hall C was. That was Hall C.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't
I had to think
huge...
about what you were saying
because
I'm like, yeah, I guess that could be considered the entryway.
So I wasn't like a huge
fan
of
the corral.
Layout. Yeah,
I think
corral,
on that map
yeah.
it actually said corral.
Did it? Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of the layout this year. It was one. It was opposite.
I told you I felt like Stranger Things where I was in the,
it was
upside down
because the entrance this year was the traditional exit for the last 6 years, and the vice versa.
Oh, like the entrance from the previous years was nothing. Except the vendor entrance now.
Right.
And then midway down where the celebrities would be sitting, or I should say, a third the way down, because it's three rooms. So with two-thirds of the way down, where usually the celebrities are lining the back wall, was the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, on Friday when we walked in, I told you at one point I felt like I was going to throw up. Because I really had
a vertigo feeling.
Yeah, I told somebody, I said I was in the upside. I felt like I was in the upside down. I mean, it literally was like,
Right.
What parallel universe did I walk into?
So, and I thought it was weird, too, like where some of the booths
were. And then Jeff
were.
Had a goatee and asked for my agonizer.
Instead of just the mustache.
Just
he
instead of mustache,
goatee.
He had a full goatee and asked for my agonizer.
His hair was all slicked back.
Yes.
Like slicked down.
Black, too.
Yeah. Oh, that Liam Neeson, like soy sauce
Bob
black
could
from
totally
Taken.
Hear me.
All right, that's the most inside joke ever. If you're from Cincinnati and you are a comic book fan, you get that. If not, we'll explain it at some point.
I want three likes just because of that statement from everybody.
Anyway, I had fun at the show, and we'll get to the parts that weren't great, but like we kind of like to stay as positive as we can with everything.
Yeah.
For me, this was the most like comic book show that they've had in a while. I spent more money on comics than I have in a long time at this particular show.
Yes, you did.
Because I normally buy art, and I bought a bunch of art. But
yeah, you
know,
buy.
And I spent probably more on pops than I intended to, but I got some cool ones.
I spent money, but with a vacation coming up so close, it was like I had to justify to myself my spending.
Yeah.
So, like, and I'll say I took $400 and I came back with, I want to say $140 or $150.
Okay. See, you got a lot of stuff.
Well, and the thing was, is like, I was looking at it yesterday and I'm like, I didn't spend that much, but I got a lot of stuff.
So I only brought $140 with me and I had $20 left, but I also used that on like food and
we went out to dinner and that kind of stuff.
Like, I didn't like, so that wasn't just for the con and like used some,
but
of it
all that goes into the con. But, like, when I go to a con, the money that I take out of the because I'm still one of those guys that takes cash because I've been going to cons for so long that there were no squares when I was going to cons. And, so, like, you know, the money you take out is the money you budget for your whole weekend, where you're like, if I got to buy food, if I got to buy, you know, whatever type of things. And, and it was literally, you know, for me, it was a pre-Disney show.
Right.
Because it literally, I told Jeff that on Sunday. I said, you know, I paid for expensive food, which is normal at a convention center. I said, there's people running around in weird costumes, which is another Disney thing. I said, and I got frisked by security, which
You did get wanded.
Well,
didn't you?
I did that on purpose because she was like, she was complaining, and I was like, well, let's, you know, just go ahead, wand me.
Wand me, baby, wand me.
My belt must have superpowers because one time it set off an alarm, the other times it did not. Like twice it did not set off the alarms.
So I set off the alarm once and I have no idea why.
It was your belt buckle.
It wasn't though, because it's not a metal belt buckle.
Something in it may be though.
I mean, because it's not a regular belt. It's just the loop through and back, like, because it's a canvas thing. Yeah. But anyway, it's a hippie belt. but no,
or it was the plate in your head.
I finally got that R2. Yeah, well, there's that. That was I liked how, like, that's like the fourth time I've heard that today. Like, the guy had no sense of humor.
I should have said you had a plate in your ass or something, like, totally just to throw him off.
That's a plate in his wiener region.
Yeah.
So I finally got the R2 print from Joe.
Yeah,
that I've been coveting for a little while now. And then Andrew Heath. He does the screen print ones. He was right by, he was on the other corner from where Rob was.
Yeah, the name's familiar.
I got the screen print of the X-Wing flying towards the Death Star.
Yeah, that's right.
All different blues.
Right.
And then, you know, I got that X-Men from V. Ken Marino or Mariano, however you say his name.
Yeah.
I was going to do that and the Wally West and then grab the Hal Jordan, but the Wally West was sold out.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as a Teen Titans
It was
fan,
a nice piece.
It was really cool looking. I don't think he brought a whole lot of those. But
and he left early on Sunday.
Did he? Well, I wasn't there very long on Sunday.
He was gone, and William Stout had put up a sign, and he was gone already by the time I walked over there.
He's probably afraid Jeff was going to come bother him again.
I think Jeff bought stuff off of him again.
He always does. It's his favorite artist.
He's an awesome artist.
He is an awesome artist. But yeah, so what all, I mean, so I got that. I got the Punisher Chase pop where he's holding Daredevil's helmet.
Oh, you got the Flock Porg too.
I got the, well, that was for Haley.
Yeah.
And then
but
I got
money.
Yeah, it was. So and then I got the Cody Walgreens original just because your buddy Daniel gave me a good deal.
Yeah.
So and then I think my favorite thing though is from Aaron and Kenny is the Vitruvian Hacks.
Yeah.
That I got. Yeah. I got the skeleton one, and then I got like the red orc character.
And but, you have how many on order now?
None yet, but I'm going to go see them on Sunday, and I'm probably going to get that.
He's slipping down the hole. He's slipping down that hole.
Oh, look, it's a rabbit hole of something cool. I'm going to just dive right down there. But yeah, so, you know, that was cool. And then, you know, it's just fun hanging out. Like, I think at this point we know a bunch of the people there, and you know, it's just, I mean, not just the Cincinnati people, but the people come in from town. Like our friend Aaron,
I
who
don't
does,
know people by name, but yeah. I know people yeah. by faces at this point.
Like our friend Aaron who does the hug pictures yes. and stuff, and yes. she was great. Talked to her for a little bit. Obviously. Joe, obviously. You know, it was one of those things. But I had a really weird experience.
Okay.
Okay. So on Sunday, I'm walking with the kid. Mm-hmm. We're walking through Artist Alley, and there was an author there, and she was like just staring at me. And it was like
she knew you.
Like,
or?
I don't know, but like she was looking at me like she didn't like me. Like, no idea who it is or anything like that.
Okay.
And like, so I kind of noticed and made eye contact, and then was like, oh, I'm imagining things. And then like we got to the corner, like, because she was right over by Rob's booth. And like I look back, and she's staring at me, and it's like, "Huh? Are you messing with me? Like, what is going on here?"
Yeah.
So it was interesting. So, I'll show you who it is later.
Okay.
I don't want to call the person out, like,
yeah.
just because maybe I looked like someone they knew or something like
that's
that.
That's a possibility.
Because I have that kind of, you know, face. But yeah, it was just funny, and I was like, it's just kind of like that's so
weird. You
know,
we give you a scar, or I can cut your face.
I need a
you.
Tyrion
yeah.
scar
there
across
you go.
My face.
I could
right
do that.
I can. All right. Just don't cut my nose off. I don't want book
Tyrion.
Oh,
no,
I want TV Tyrion.
I'll skip the nose and just come down onto the cheek. Yeah.
So anyway.
I could do that.
So what else did you get?
I'll go get the box cutter out of
yeah.
the car.
Oh, the other thing I got was a butt box cutter, was a butt ton of action figure cover variants, which
I
love those.
Yeah.
And you found another one for me, right? The for Secret Wars.
I've got like three.
Oh, okay.
Three of them, I think.
So because I think I have all the ones that I didn't have now, because
okay.
I had a couple of them.
Well, I found one in Jeff's dollar boxes, and I found two in, and I can't remember the name of the dealer, something with Doctor in it.
The guy we were calling the Doctor Comics.
Yeah,
Doctor
Comics.
Is that what it really was? I think it might be
that, yeah. But he had like a few boxes that were all three for $1.
Nice.
And I found two of those covers in there.
Very cool.
And
I mean, there were a lot of great comic book vendors.
Yeah.
So
I found some good stuff on Sunday, some of the official Marvel Index books that filled in the last few I needed.
Cool.
The Art of Atari book.
Yeah, I saw that.
For a very, very good price.
Yeah. Well didn't like, he drop it or something?
He
like, there's
me,
a story
he
behind
told me
that.
What happened. Like, I looked at it on Friday, and it was $20, and I was like, oh, you know, I don't think I got that, and I have to go home and check stuff sometimes. And I checked, and I was like, yeah, I don't have that yet. And I was like, I'll go back and get it.
$20 wasn't a bad price for that.
Like, that would have been like the first thing I would have bought on Saturday morning. And it was the first thing I bought on Saturday morning. And I went over there and I'm looking around for it. And I'm like, okay, maybe you sold it. And I walk into the booth. And this is Gym City Books is the name of the dealer. And they're out of Dayton and that. And I walked in the booth and it was sitting there with $15 on it. And it had writing on it. So I was like, walked over and I'm looking. It's like ding on the cover or on the corner. And I'm looking, I'm like, well, it's not noticeable. And I walked over and he was like, did you see the ding? And I said, well, I said, is it here or is it there? Because there's the one like on the top cover where usually when the books get shipped, mm-hmm. something happens like that and it's barely noticeable. And it was the bottom. Somebody had dropped it Friday after I had come through and looked at it. Somebody else had dropped it. And
he
was like, yeah, he's like, I'm selling it for cheaper because of that. I'm like, okay.
So what I'll do from now on. We'll find the Gym City booth. We'll find the books that you like, and then I'll just go drop them.
Well, Kenny's working for them too.
Oh, okay.
Kenny won't be at the Cincinnati Toy Show this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Because he'll be at
Tampa
working for them, and he told a cool story about how their warehouse looks like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I was thinking when he was telling that. Yeah, I gave Kenny the Thrawn audiobook to listen to on the way down.
Cool.
So,
yeah.
Which you still have to finish that.
I bought it and I haven't read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
At this point, I have to find it.
In your warehouse.
My archive.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
So,
If I come across the Ark of the Covenant, you'll know. You'll see.
Your face
from
will
your backyard.
And,
you'll see like the shooting up into the sky.
Well, hold on. That would mean I would have to be outside.
Well, you'll hear it before you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll hear
it. I'll
that.
Be texting you like, hey,
help.
You might want to just go in your backyard and look up.
Help. Help me, please. Help.
I've closed my eyes at this point. I don't know what I'm texting you.
Come get me. Don't look, but come get me.
Eventually it stops.
Yeah, eventually.
Once it takes the people whose sins are...
The right kind of... Yeah. Enough souls. No, okay, so let's talk about...
Oh, you wanted to know what all I got.
What else? Yeah, sorry, I forgot.
So I got Judge Death. I got...
Oh, that was a cool figure.
Yeah. Look, they're calling me again. I got a Transformer that was like half price of what it was on retail.
Yeah.
And then...
should I answer it?
No,
and
don't
have
it
on the air?
Don't answer it. It's probably like... Hi, we'd like to know why you haven't paid your phone bill yet, or something like that. And I'd be like, well, I paid my phone bill.
Your
car. A few Star Wars figures, and...
you got a Galen Erso.
I did get a
the
Galen
three,
Erso.
The 4-inch, whatever,
yeah,
3 1/4,
3 3/4.
He's a cool-looking figure.
Yeah.
He looks kind of like the Anakin.
Well, and the best part was I didn't think about it until after I gave Casey his,
yeah,
because I picked one of those up for Casey. And I got it to him yesterday. And I said to him, I said, you know what? I should have bought another one of these and done a Hannibal figure.
Oh,
that'd be cool. And I'm like, why
didn't
I think of
that? If you look at the Anakin figure right over there, I mean, it's really similar looking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like his uniform's the military.
Yeah.
Like, it's dead on Rogue One. But I'm like, you could throw blood on that and it would be a Hannibal figure.
Take the head off and put it on a 3 3/4. Figure with the suit or
yeah,
something.
If there was something like that.
I'm sure you can find
a Vitruvian hack that's just, yeah.
A businessman Vitruvian
hack. Aaron,
do you hear that? Get
those are
done.
Matrix. That's the Matrix.
Yeah.
That's where you
oh,
do
yeah.
like the Matrix Vitruvian hacks is,
definitely.
You know, businessman. Businessman skeletons.
So you got
that,
like that. You got something else cool that I really liked and I'm totally drawing a blank.
Well, Sunday you didn't, like, you were gone.
Yeah.
I bought the Marvel Legends Toy Biz Luke Cage.
Oh,
and that
cool.
which was only $25. So I was like, yeah, that's cool. And a couple of Star Wars figures that were just like, they're kind of rare, but not super rare.
Yeah.
And that General Grievous before he became the Cyborg. And
I've never seen that one.
Morris Brood from The Force Unleashed.
I saw the Morris Brood one.
Yeah.
So
the bubbles were yellowed, but okay. The price was okay.
You're going to open them anyway.
I probably will because of that.
Yeah.
But I mean, otherwise, I wouldn't open that General Grievous. He looks really nice. But, like, you know, the cards are... The reason why they're the bubbles are yellowed is the cards felt like they had been a little wet at one point.
Ah,
so,
okay.
So, yeah, I'm like, those will get opened even though I paid a little bit more than I would have.
You paid con prices for it.
Yeah, I did pay con prices for it.
But I do have to say, of all the stuff I bought, I don't feel like I overpaid for anything.
No.
I might have paid a little more for the Punisher Chase figure. Because if you remember when we went to TransFan with Dan and Josh, like that Finn Balor Chase was the same price, but I didn't want to pay that for that particular pop.
You wanted the Punisher,
but
you didn't really want the Finn Balor.
I do really want the Finn Balor, but not for $30.
Oh, okay.
So,
you paid $30
for
it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't, like, you know, I just didn't even want to bother with, like, haggling. It's like, you know, it's there. I want it. It was the only thing I bought on Friday.
That was Daniel, too.
Yeah.
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 Which he's very fair on his prices.
And
anyway,
I'm sure
so.
If I would have said, hey, you know, can you do, like, 25 or whatever, he probably would have and said, here's cash.
I got an Usagi Yojimbo from him.
Yeah.
I got that Usagi Yojimbo from him. So, yeah.
Usagi Yojimbo.
The card was a little like crunched.
Yeah.
So like I got him to come down just a couple bucks, but I was like, you know, now I have one to open.
Yeah. He was actually that Flocked Pork, he had some that were still in like the cardboard box that they came in. I was like, this one's fine. Like it's just for the kid. Like, you know, if it was for me, I probably would have done the one in the box.
Yeah.
But since it was for the kiddo, you know, and she already opened it and took it out.
I'll send you the link to put into the show notes for his store. He's in Maysville, Kentucky.
Yeah, we'll link to that. And we'll link to Roma.
We'll link to all
Hive
the normal guys.
And everybody.
But, Daniel's, he's been around for a few years. But
has he been at the expo before?
I don't think so. He's been at the Cincinnati Toy Show. Like, that's where
I
met
him.
That's
where he looks
familiar
from then.
Okay. Yeah, I met him there. Probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's been around for a while, but his store is slowly evolving into just a toy store. It is a, you know,
a pawn
shop.
It's a pawn shop, right?
But, like, there's a whole corner that has evolved into a toy
Okay.
Corner, pretty much.
So we still need to make a trip up to Kokomo.
Yeah, guys. Yeah.
Like maybe when you get back from Disney and have a couple weeks.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
There's an idea on that one. So.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm working on a plan. So.
Dun, 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 dun. I can't do the
sign. You're going you're going to Cincinnati Toy Show on Sunday.
I'm gonna try and go over there for a little bit. I don't know if I'm gonna bring Haley with me or not, but
I probably won't make it.
Yeah. Well, you have to work.
Right.
You've got your. Your murderer's row of work before vacation.
The gauntlet.
So
it's,
I will.
Yeah, that's just one of those things where, you know, it's going to be a crazy week.
Yeah. So you're going on vacation.
Apologize. I'll apologize now when next week I'm a bitch on the podcast.
You're already a diva. You might as well be a bitch too. Know. Anyway, but so when you're gone, we have something fun planned. Aaron and Kenny from Roma are going to fill in. And we're going to do it's a fan fiction podcast.
Oh, you're going to do that?
Okay. Family Matters More.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say for right now. But it's going to be a blast. We got to get that joint text group going, or that group text message going, so we can make sure all your ideas are accounted for. But yeah.
That's going to be insane.
Yep. So you'll be able to listen to that on the way back.
Copyright that whole thing.
Trademarked, copyrighted, and registered trademark.
You should just get in touch with the producers that did Family Matters.
Yeah.
After. And see if you can get them on the show while
after.
You're doing
it. No, just after we do it. Be like, here, this is our idea for your Netflix series.
This is the Netflix series right here.
But this is your Fuller House.
Yeah.
But what's funny is Family Matters, Full House, Mr. Cooper, and something else all hit Hulu on...
Oh, Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Yeah, on the 29th.
Is Perfect Strangers?
That Friday. Perfect Strangers.
Oh, I'm watching
I don't know if it's Perfect Strangers. It might be. I hope it is. But all those shows, all those TGIF shows hit on Friday the 29th. So,
September the 29th.
Yeah, okay. Friday, September the 29th. So... I'm going
the same day that you'll be listening to this podcast.
Yes. So as you're listening to this, I'm binge watching Family Matters.
Okay.
Because I'm going to rewatch.
You gotta get the ideas.
Well, no, because I mean I remember it, and of all those TGIF shows, that's the one I like the best.
Oh God. We're not talking about these covers now.
No, we'll get there because we're about halfway point.
We're going TGIF. So. I'm trying to remember. My favorite TGIF was probably Perfect Strangers, but I don't think it was originally a TGIF.
No, because it was on like Tuesdays or something.
Yeah. But that's because I actually liked... It wasn't the making fun of a foreign actor. It was just I liked the actors.
Balki Bartokomis.
And that's what was fun when Mark Lynn Baker showed up on The Leftovers.
Well, when The Leftovers did the Perfect Strangers theme song,
yes.
Like the instrumental, and then the actual theme song the next week, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, Lindelof.
And just the idea that Mark Lynn Baker was the only one... that was left behind
of all of it. But then, you know, I don't know.
Well,
don't
once anything. You get to the end, it just, you know.
We still got to do a Leftovers season 3.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever did that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's like get back to the con real quick. There were some things that I felt didn't work this year. Whereas, I feel like they took and put like, you know, we have our cover up, like names in the plastic bags and stuff, you know, for the characters we picked.
Okay.
I feel like they took and they put like slivers of like, you know, who's who in there, shook it up in a bowl, and then just threw it up in the air and said, okay, wherever these land, that's where we're putting these booths. Like,
which booths are you talking about?
I'm talking about all the booths. Like, it's just, there was always this one random weird booth in like every like section.
That didn't make sense.
Right. Like,
it's all part of the Upside Down.
Yeah. But like, I think, so the first year I met Joe, it was when he was right behind the TV, the T-shirt tower.
Which he's always been part of the Star Wars.
But he was right by the T-shirt tower that first time I met him when he did the cover for the program, right?
Right.
And
the badges and all that. Yeah.
And just next to him was like Toyville. Like all the toy shops were like, all the toy vendors were like in one area.
Yeah, they put them near Star Wars. Like they had that kind of tie-in.
I think they need to go back. Excuse me. They need to go back to neighborhoods.
Ah, that's a good way of putting it, too.
So
yeah,
you have Artist Alley and everything, right? But then you have Artist Alley with the guys like Rob, you know, who have like the pins and the prints and that we'll kind of stuff. We'll
say Rob Meyer of Lunar Crypt Co. Lunar Crypt,
which it's lunarcryptco.com, I believe.
Yeah.
Check it out. The pins he makes are amazing.
And that'll be in the show notes, too.
And if you're a fan of the old Mr. Bones candy,
yeah,
which, as I am, like, it was one of my favorite candies to get as a kid because I would build the skeletons, they have pins of those, and I've totally geeked out. But no, so I felt like everything was a little discombobulated, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a whole bunch of just dead space as far as, like, areas where there had celebrities previously or... You know, they had like Optimus Prime or the car from Supernatural or the General Lee, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that
there
stuff
wasn't a lot
there,
of that
yeah,
this
yeah.
year, because it was all at Baltimore.
yeah,
but I it's just kind of like you'd be walking by and you're like, oh wait, I didn't even know this booth was here this year.
Yeah,
and it was
the thing of, and one thing that like I could say is. When you have vendor booths, you should give them the books too.
Yeah,
because it's like I had no book. I didn't get a book the whole weekend, and then it's like, you know, I understand the books are up at the ticket booths and that, but I didn't even go to the ticket booth because you grabbed my badge. I was in the door.
Yeah,
and that nobody's handing the books out at the door. You know, and I'm sure somebody from the expo is probably going to listen to this because they'll be hashtagged and all that stuff. Yeah. Nothing negative against that,
no.
But give your vendors like, you know. For every badge they get a book. So that way, if somebody comes by and says, hey, have you seen such and such? You could just pull your book out and, you know, say, yeah, here, they're over there.
Yeah, because the app wasn't completely up to date with vendors, like they were. There were some people that weren't in there because there were some late additions and that kind of stuff. So, yeah. But that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, everything for me was just minor things. I think the security line probably needs to go through and figure that out and get it to flow a little better.
Yeah.
But I've been to enough like conventions that got bigger where you are going to stand in a line.
Yeah.
You are going to have to wait for security. And I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where it's the cost effectiveness of what they had.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think they need the big security walkthroughs
right
as much as the wands.
Yeah,
the wands are cheaper.
Just wand people
and
as
just
they
wand
go,
people
check
as they come through and check their bags and, you know, empty your pockets, run a wand over them real fast and let them in. You can see weapons.
Yeah,
you can see, like, you know, I don't think they should go full, you know, no weapons allowed. I think the way they did it was smart. And, you know, Katie's a perfect example. Mm. She had an axe and they put the band around it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that totally makes sense. It's like, and that's the way to say, yeah, we checked it. It's bonded. You know, it's good. And that, but I understand people's negativity toward standing
in line. I think
having
to wait outside and the fact that it was so hot.
Yeah. And that's where I was going to say, there's a concourse in the convention center that could have been where people waited. And I think that if they're going to have the metal detectors, move them into the corral room right inside the doors.
Yeah.
And have people stand out there and just do the whole, you know, tape on the floor lines or actually put up queue lines.
Yeah.
And just have people stand inside because this was an unseasonably hot one.
Yeah. Normally I wear jeans to this
show.
And
shorts all weekend.
I had shorts all weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do have to say, though, our security story was pretty funny on Saturday.
Oh, the Greg Capullo?
Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo rolled in. What was interesting to me, and I don't blame security for this because they don't know. I mean, they work for the convention center, not the con. They didn't have a handler with them.
Yeah.
So that should have been, like, the first thing. But when I loved it when the guy told Greg Capullo, like, oh, no, you guys got to go get at the end of the line.
And Capullo came back and goes, we're not going to stand at the end of that line because it had gotten long at that point.
He turned around for a second because I think it would have only been a few
people. He walked away.
Yeah.
And then he came back and he goes, we're not standing in that line. We're the main guest.
We're the VIP
guest.
Yeah. And it was so funny, though, because he didn't even walk through the metal detector.
No.
And then Scott Snyder was on his phone and he walked by and he looked up at each of the security people that he passed, right, and said, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah. And like, it's like he's been putting up with this for like however long.
Well, they're really good friends. Yeah. So it's like, you know, one's, you know, high strung and the other's not high strung.
Well, some of them is the big brother, little brother.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah. I said they were kind of the big brother, little brother. So little brother was apologizing for big brother.
I wasn't
sure
who to attribute that to. And that I didn't want to falsely attribute it to you. So.
Yeah, that was me. Because that's when we were talking to Jeff about it. And it was one of those things where it's like, I totally got it.
Yeah.
Totally like respect him for it, because it's one of those things where I'd be like, hey, I'm the guest, you know. It's like, and I think that's an error on the showrunner's part, is that you should have a different interest for your artists, like, you know, your named artists that are like
did the media people have to go through that line?
Like, that's what I wonder.
Like, I can't imagine. Like,
yeah, but I'm
from
talking
the story
like,
I heard about Jason Isaac. I can't imagine him going through that. Now, like, remember a few years ago when
I didn't hear. Was there a story?
Oh, with his agent was like yelling at people who were trying to take pictures, and I don't know. It was I wasn't there, so I don't want to like perpetuate anything that's not true,
right?
But remember a few years ago when the dude from Spartacus, Glaber, was there.
Yeah.
Right.
I talked to him.
Billy.
Billy Boyd.
Billy Boyd. Right. Like
Craig Parker.
Craig Parker. Thank you. Like, I ran into them like four times walking in and out of the regular entrance. Yeah. I mean, they were going outside to smoke, but you know, like they were great, and like I can't imagine them wanting to have put up with the way security was for that.
Not that. Like, and that's where, like you said, they should have handlers, and I'm sure celebrity ones had handlers. Cause,
yeah, but I mean, it's a Cincinnati Comic Expo. Snyder and Capullo are celebrities.
Well, yeah.
To that
crowd. That's what I was gonna say. Is anybody that was a named artist like Bill Stout, Joe Caroni, Snyder, Capullo, Adam Hughes, those type of people, should have somebody.
Art Balthazar,
you know, that's a hand. Yeah, Art Balthazar's group, Devil's Dues group. Yeah. Aspen. They should have somebody that like comes with them and you know, says these guys are with us.
Yep. I agree.
Or make a badge that excludes them from going through a metal detector and coming through a different door.
I mean, all in, I had fun at this con. It was obviously a down year for a whole bunch of reasons. There's usually a couple other events that are happening in
different
Cincinnati
date.
That gets people in.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of other cons going on all over the country. Right. And there were no real marquee guests.
No, that was the one thing that, like, I think stood out to me as, like, you know, there was no Stan Lee. There was no celebrity that was like, you know, I got to go see them.
I mean, there was no Billy
and
D. Williams,
I understand, like,
you know?
The prices for... celebrities is negotiate it with their people and that, but man, you know, could you keep it at $40 at least?
I'd pay $60 for like Billy D. Williams to get a picture with
Billy D.
But I would not pay $60 for
Jason Isaacs,
Wallace Shawn. You know,
yeah, he was 40. Yeah, he was 40, you know. 45. I can understand that, but Jason Isaacs, I know he's been around for a while, but $60? I was like, wow. I'm like. Yeah, I want him, but I don't want him that bad.
He's banking on that Star Trek Discovery money.
No. I think it was the Harry Potter thing. Mm-hmm. And them making Harry Potter a thing.
The theme of the con, essentially.
Yeah, that's another thing that I think that they should get away from is making the themed Geek Prom.
Yeah.
Just make it a Geek Prom.
Yeah.
If people want to come hang out and have fun.
Was it themed
and give
last
away,
year?
Yeah, was it Back to the Future last year?
Oh, it was.
Or was it the year before? I think it was last year.
See, now that's one I could have pulled off because I have that orange vest.
Well, sure,
I just need a jean jacket.
But it was just the thing of, you know, the themes. Like, just do Geek Prom and give away prizes and, you know, let people have fun. I mean, I've never gone to the Geek Prom, but it looks fun.
Yeah.
But you don't need a theme.
I'd want to go with my wife, and she's not going to go do that, so.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. But, I mean, you know, this one probably would have been a good one for her. I mean, it was Harry Potter, but I haven't seen any pictures from it yet.
I saw some. And it looked like a lot of people were in, like, Hogwarts, like, T-shirts and jeans.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like...
Yeah, it wasn't like you're coming in a full robe and that, especially when it was 90 degrees outside. Yeah. So, it's like, you know, just make it a geek prom and make it where people can come as whoever they want to, superheroes, whatever. And that way nobody feels pigeonholed.
Yeah. Parking was an issue too.
Parking is always an issue. Well, downtown.
But on Saturday, like, there's a ground lot right next to it, and there was a lot of misinformation about.
I think that the problem is like, you know, that convention center doesn't have a parking lot,
right?
And that, and I don't know if they communicate with the parking lots as to what's going on, but you know, it would be helpful if they had a coordinator for that, for just their parking options. To let people know, even, because there's people that come from out of town that, you know, will just come for a day from...
Who know nothing about Cincinnati.
They know nothing about downtown and need to know where to park. And I don't think that's communicated enough.
Right.
So, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yep.
We don't have to do the covers today.
No, I want to do the covers because I want to get them over with. But we can cover the covers in like 10 minutes. Yeah. That's not a problem because there's only five each. And, you know, I have only read two of the ones that I actually picked.
Shame.
No, I do want to say though, like, there was a Facebook post that the expo put up about, you know, the show and everything, thanking everyone for coming, and you know, the next year's show is
You're
the
welcome.
14th through the 16th, and you know, There were a bunch of comments that were just about, you know, it's lackluster, it's too expensive. In my opinion, it was messy. You know,
I think we acknowledge that it was a little.
And you know, like, one guy makes a thing that they should have a cheaper 2 or 3 hour pass, but how are they going to, you know?
No.
Yeah, no. How are you going to do that? But, I mean, at the end of the day, this was the expo I expected to have after having Stan Lee last year. You know, they weren't going to live up to it. They didn't have any big name to go along with it. As far as, like, the general public, the civilians, as we call them.
Yeah, the civilians, the, you know, just people in general that you could advertise Stan Lee was going to be there.
Right.
And that there's not really, like, that many people unless you got, like, Mark Hamill or something. Which, you know, was a rumor for a while that Mark Hamill was going to be the big name.
Yeah.
And that, and, you know... Maybe he was supposed to be, and maybe it didn't happen.
Yeah, who knows?
And that, but I think that they need to, seriously look at the floor plan for next year.
Mm-hmm.
You could do the corral room in the room, like I
you
say, flip it back to
you
what
can do
it,
the corral in the concourse of the first floor.
Well,
or you can have everyone come in through the skywalk and do the corral
upstairs,
and then you make your way down. Yeah. So, if you've ever been to something like...
I just am thinking, like, crowd control-wise, how to do it.
Or, like, South by Southwest, right? You go and you get your badge, and it's not even in the convention center. You go get it at another location, and then you just go in.
There's not really anywhere down there for that, though.
They could do it at one of the hotels.
Have you been in the hotels down there?
I haven't lately.
Right, there's not really anywhere to do that.
I don't know. I definitely think there's a better way they could have handled that.
Meet me down in this alley, down and over the Rhine, and I'll get your badge to you.
That
and
alley then, on like 4th and Plum over there.
Right, there you go.
By that kennel or whatever
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. That's where everybody needs to come and get their badge.
But I will say, I had fun this year. I got a bunch of comic books, which hasn't been the case in recent years. I've mainly got, like, I have a wall full of art. This is almost all con, actually.
I think everything here is from down there.
Everything except for the Mark Bagley Spider-Man and the print of Spider-Man and the Rogue One has come from the Expo.
Cincinnati Expo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had a good time. I have four more things to add to the wall.
What wall? No, I didn't. I bought many prints from Joe this year just because I can't remember what prints I have from Joe. So. That's more what happened than anything, because I was literally standing there going, ooh, I like this. Ooh, do I have that? Ooh, I like this. Ooh, I might have that.
On a scale of 1 to 5, or like on a grading level, I give this one a B-.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A B? Yeah.
It was so-so, but it was so
I wasn't
fun.
Disappointed by anything. You know, it was just, you know.
I just felt like it's been run better in the past.
Right. I mean, maybe they had a change in the guard that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Like, for the fact that as big as it was last year with Stan Lee, I felt like it went off without a hitch. The only issue was there were so many people there last year
that it was you felt like on Saturday you couldn't walk around.
Yeah.
And that, whereas this year you could walk around, which is like great. I'm more happy with being able to walk around.
But
and it's kind of cool to stand in the main row when the gates opened up and everybody came in, and I'm like, hey.
We were standing there watching Target.
There, like, I wanted to put my arms out and go, welcome.
I mean, because Roma was right there on that main drag, and we were just sitting there, and like, you know, I mean, as the people went by, and at first it was like, oh hey, they opened the gates, like, because remember, like, you're like, yeah, it's been open for like 10 minutes.
So who would you know, because this is a thing too, and they like to hear this, who would be your dream comic book guest and who would be your dream celebrity guest? Even though you don't do celebrity autographs or anything.
Yeah.
You know.
Brian K. Vaughan, reasonable. Fiona Staples.
Okay.
Comics, hands down, or Rucka.
Okay.
Just because Rucka brings with him controversy. celebrities. You know, I'd like to see... I mean, Hamill would be great.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the next gen people. Okay. Star Trek: The Next Gen,
which would have made sense this year.
It would have. Well, being the 30th.
Yeah.
30th or
20th. Yeah,
30th. Yeah. And then, you know, we heard rumors in the past about like the Ninja Turtles cast and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like Corey Feldman's like still alive. Let's have like a Ninja Turtle movie thing come in.
That would be cool.
Like even do a whole thing where you get like a bunch of the voice actors from the cartoons. Mm-hmm. You get the people, you know,
Judith Hogue does conventions. Yeah, the original April O'Neil does do conventions.
What's the guy who was
Elias Koteas?
Yeah, thank you. I can never pronounce his last name. Like have him come. Like that kind of stuff would be fun. It's nostalgic. It's in line with like the Laird.
Well, even the kind of animated thing. Bringing the animated actor voice actors from. And that would be a cool one, actually, and I didn't think about that. Bringing the actors from the original Turtles and the modern Turtles, you know?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
would be cool.
I'd like to have him come. Anyone from the cast of Rebels right now would be interesting.
Yes.
I know a lot of them are
even
busy,
though it's ending, you know? I mean, you know, it would still be a cool idea to have a Star Wars Rebels reunion even.
So
and then have them all show up.
Yeah.
You could bring Jason Isaacs back.
Yeah.
Because, I mean he played the Inquisitor.
Anyway, so same question.
Comic book artists or writer. Kirkman would be pretty awesome. I think it would be crazy as all get out, but Kirkman would be awesome.
And he's a relative, like, quote-unquote local boy.
Him being local. Trying to think, Neil Gaiman would be like one I would love to have like come, and I would stand in line for Neil Gaiman because I don't think I've ever been to a convention that he was at.
I'd probably hang out with you in line, so you didn't get
Charles Vess is an awesome guest. I've been at shows he's been at before.
Oh, speaking
bring
of Charles,
George Perez back,
Charles Dance,
that would be cool.
Like some Game of Thrones people,
I mean, you know. Celebrities, I would. Yeah. Mark Hamill would be like, you know, another one where, I'd pay.
I would
at
wait,
that like, point. I would be like, I'll buy the VIP package.
Yeah, I was gonna say I would do the VIP package
just because of that. You know, Game of Thrones people would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Next gen people, even though I've met all of them at this point, would be cool.
The Game of Thrones people?
No, the next gen people.
Oh, the next gen.
Like, if you got like Patrick Stewart in. I'm sure people would be there because Patrick Stewart is just a draw.
Oh yeah,
and that. But
I think you need someone with that like kind of zeitgeist around them to the mainstream.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if they got Shatner, is a decent guest. He's not very sociable, but he is a decent guest, and he will bring in people.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, these are people that I've met. People that I haven't met that you know, if you could get Michael J. Fox,
that'd be cool,
even for a day.
Leah Thompson with that.
Leah Thompson was there.
Oh, she was a couple years ago,
Yeah, when they did the Back to the Future thing, I mean, it was, you know, they didn't get...
Crispin Glover.
Ooh, wow.
Just because I want him to come to town because I want him to bring that movie he tours.
Yeah?
Like, have you ever heard about that? It's like this film that he tours around the country, does it in, like, small theaters. Like, he can do it at, like, Bogart's here.
Okay.
Or maybe the Taft. Like, that might be too big.
Is the Esquire still
or
open?
The... No, 20th Century in Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
That'd probably end up being where he would do it. But Like
what is
like
it?
That.
I mean,
I don't know. It's like some like art experimental
it's time
thing.
Travel.
Yeah, well, probably.
He's really figured out how to do time travel.
All right. Let's do our covers real quick, just okay. So we can get this off of my desk.
I like
and off
talking
of
about
my,
the convention.
Off of my desk and off of my chalkboard. All right, you start with, just go with your first
All right,
page.
Just start. You want me to just do all five of mine?
Yeah, just do all five. Can
okay.
You read that?
Yeah, I can read it.
Okay.
So this is Kirby. I told Brian to pick Jack Kirby covers. Because
which was not, the hard part for picking Jack Kirby covers was winnowing it down to five.
Yeah. And I gave you that option to do more, but, you know, five was enough.
Yeah.
It was probably easier for me because I already had in mind what I was picking.
Well, I wanted to, like, be...
But I wanted to balance it out.
See, that's what I wanted to do, too. Because I had five Fantastic Four covers ready to go.
Jack Kirby's done two universes. He's helped co-create or create at least two universes, if not three. And it's one of those things where you want to balance it out between the Marvel and the DC.
Yep.
And that's kind of what I did. So this is in no particular order.
So I will say I was surprised that you only had one of a certain character's cover.
Yeah.
I thought you would have had more
Commanding?
Than one. Yeah. And I was surprised by your.
I didn't pick an OMAC cover, which I was like trying.
I was surprised by this pick.
Yeah, well, that so. I'll tell you why that okay. one.
All right, so go ahead.
So this is no particular order. So it's actually alphabetical order, I believe. Yeah, it's alphabetical order. So Captain America 100, just because of what it is and what's it's all the Avengers mm-hmm. on a cover that's not the Avengers, and it's Captain America's 100th.
It's a great cover,
and Jack. Was a co-creator
yep.
of Cap. So, it's just one of those covers where everybody's coming at you
mm-hmm.
and you better get out of the way.
All right.
The next one is Commandy number one. Mm-hmm. I love this book and it's just a fun book. And I have this issue and it's reminiscent of the Planet of the Apes.
You got this at,
I found it at an antique mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say
for
the
cheap,
but yeah.
Yeah. I found this one at an antique mall for super cheap. And mine's not the greatest copy, but
right.
I had Commandy books when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like these were like flea market books my dad would buy and I'd read them and I'm like, this kid's running around with a bunch of animals and it's dogs and cats and everything else. And it's like
cats and dogs living together. Yes.
And it was just, it's one of Jack Kirby's creations and it wasn't like Jack and Stan.
Nope.
It was Jack and it was DC. Mm-hmm. So it was like,
it was special.
Yeah, it was, and it's been a special
character
to me.
And the story is really cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I mean, they're still using Commandy to this day with Commandy Challenge, which I'm waiting until it's done.
Yeah, I'm going
to
buy it.
To just read it all at once.
So. All right.
My next one is a reprint of a Fantastic Four issue
mm-hmm.
called Marvel's Greatest Comics number, I can't read.
Number 62 or 3.
I think it's 62. I have this book. I actually found this at the bookery.
Cool.
And it's just The Thing No More.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally Jack drawing Ben Grimm as The Thing and Ben Grimm as Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I just, that's pretty much all I can say about it.
Yeah.
The one you were surprised by was a miniseries done in the 80s for Superpowers.
Yep.
And it's issue number three of five. And it's literally been with me forever. I got this book for free at Cincinnati Zoo.
Oh, cool.
And I have my copy, and I went and bought another copy because my copy literally is hanging on by the staples because I just stared at it. And I think he just did the cover. I don't think he did the interior art, but it was just one of those things where Superman and Wonder Woman are on the cover of it and a bunch of Amazons. And
because it's Amazons at war.
Yeah. So and there. Flash is on it. And mm-hmm. it just was an awesome looking cover. And the Superpowers logo.
Yeah.
Coming at you. My last one is, and I just got this recently, Tales of Asgard number one.
Yeah.
And it's just, Thor and the whole gang, the whole Asgardian gang. So, another character that I really like in that.
Cool. No, they're all great. Yeah, I was really surprised by the Superpowers, and I was surprised that there weren't more Commandy
I could have went with five.
I almost expected five Commandy covers.
I almost did
from
an
you.
OMAC just because there are some OMAC covers that he did, and there was some new gods where I was like, they're in my queue, but
yeah,
maybe I should just send you every one that I had so you can put it on there.
You weren't surprised by any of mine, I imagine.
But,
maybe one.
Forever People.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought the new gods with the ambush bug would have been.
No.
So.
No.
All right. So mine are Devil Dinosaur number one, which Devil Dinosaur is one of my favorite Kirby creations.
Yeah.
I like the current book with friend of the show, Brandon Montclair. But that one was great. I have.
I feel like we're keeping that book alive.
I haven't bought it in 3 months.
I'd buy it every month.
Yeah.
I haven't read it in 6 months, but I buy it every month.
See, I fell behind.
Yeah.
I have a threshold where if I fall behind,
yeah,
I drop it. So
I do that, but this one is one where I feel like because Brandon's such a cool guy that, you know, I'm supporting that book.
Well, I was looking at it at the shop last week. I was like, oh, I need to get these. All right. So my next one is Fantastic Four number 16. It's a great Dr. Doom cover.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding the Fantastic Four in one hand, and then there's a microscope, and it's got Ant-Man on the cover.
That explains the whole story.
Which, I'm a fan.
Which Jack had a habit of doing that on covers. You know, you don't have to read this book. Just look at the cover.
Jack's
telling you what's going to happen.
So I'm a fan of Ant-Man. I'm a fan of the Fantastic Four.
Sure, yeah.
So this one spoke to me. All right, my next one is Forever People.
Mm-hmm.
Which number is this?
I don't know. I don't have a microscope.
Number 30. It's got Deadman on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one, I love the Forever People of the New Gods. They were my favorite book to read.
The hippies.
They were the hippies. Their introduction to Young Justice was great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love Deadman, so obviously that's why I went
with
that one.
And hopefully in they're producing season 3 of Young Justice.
Yep.
We'll see more Kirby creations.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, they used 162 different characters in the first two seasons.
Yeah.
Of.
But remember the end of that second season showed Darkseid. Yeah, so it's Darkseid. We're going to see more Kirby.
So then my next one is Thor 161.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Thor, just classic Kirby Thor.
Yeah.
He's got Mjolnir out. There's the classic wave of wind going around Thor. And then there's the Destroyer.
Yep.
Who was one of the best parts of Kirby Thor the Destroyer for sure. And then finally it's the New Gods.
I don't see
number
4 or 5.
And it's got Light Ray and Orion down the left hand panel of the front cover, and then the hero shot is Ambush Bug, who
no not Ambush Bug that's
oh you're right that's not Ambush Bug that's Ambush Bug
no that's not Ambush Bug
am I mistaken
I forget his name
the bug
the bug but I forget what his name is
well he looks like Ambush Bug but anyway I like this cover because
Ambush
of
Bug wore green
did he
yeah
I think he's just the bug.
Yeah, the bug. But that's his name. Not a friendly version of his name.
No, I like Light Ray on the. I liked where Light Ray and Orion were on this cover. That was kind of the main reason. But then I liked that it was a New God story that wasn't. Or a New
Forager.
Gods cover.
Forager.
Thank you.
That's
I'm sorry.
It.
Yeah, Forager.
I didn't even have to look it up. I'm typing Jack Kirby and I went,
derp.
Forager.
So, but I like that Forager was on the cover and that.
You know, which he's part of that young animal stuff now. So
The dude from the one band who's doing the
My Chemical
animals.
Romance.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say my sister's friend or something. But no, I like this cover. There's a lot going on there. It's just, again, just classic, just Kirby color and action and you know it just looked really cool so
yeah I mean everything that you picked was cool too
well I think it would have been hard pressed not to pick something
how many did
of
you
Kirby's
have
that was cool. I had 45
so you did
like
right there with Star Wars
yeah
you pared it down
but, I mean I'm probably like, I'm not as big of a Kirby fan, but
as I am, yeah,
I love his art. I always have.
You know what I really liked that DC did, like more recently, you know, Kirby's been dead for a good amount of years. When they did the DC Direct figures,
yeah,
and they looked like Kirby art came to life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, these are some of the best figures ever done.
The last Orion that they did was,
it's okay.
It was real, like, it was, he looked good. He had that angry scowl that Kirby did with him, but then he had that his hover chair thing.
Oh, his flight gauntlet.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I never know what that's called.
I forget what it's called, but it's just a flight suit.
But it looked really good. But yeah. All right.
I don't remember everything. I remember most things.
Yeah, there's a lot in both of our heads when it comes to this stuff. All right, that's the show.
Whew. Cincinnati Comic Expo, if you need some consultation or opinions,
call Johnny.
Email me.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, just message me on Facebook. I'll be happy to. I mean, you know, I know that you have a lot of people on staff and that, but I'll be happy to give my opinion. I'm not, you know, against your show.
We have
all.
Nothing negative to say about the show.
No.
You know, and
I enjoy the show. I enjoy the show. I'm glad that I have a show in my hometown.
Yep.
That I go to.
I'm glad I have a show in my hometown that I like to go to and that I can bring my kid to.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it, right? So
I really like enjoyed the show this year. Just something was off. And I don't know if there was a change behind the scenes that maybe threw it off. And if that's the case, you know, just get it back to what it was. Right. I talked to Andrew and, you know, I said that everything was fine with me because everything was fine with me. I didn't have any like real freakouts.
I had like my security things were not issues. You know, it's just more kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, we like, had the unique we were vendor badges because
on Friday, I didn't have a badge at all. And I went through, the guy checked every pocket in my bag, which I have zero issue with.
Right.
I'm not bringing anything. I'm not trying to sneak anything in. Yeah. You can look at everything, right? But then I walked onto the convention floor unmolested.
Yeah.
You know, with no badge, no wristband or anything. So, you know, again.
Who are listening that went to this convention and you may have your complaints in that, be smart when you bring a bag. Mm-hmm. Maybe don't bring a book bag. I brought just a canvas bag.
You brought a tote.
And the dude literally wanted to give me a hug, I think, the security guy, because I just opened the bag up, and he's like, oh, thank you. And I was like, no problem.
I brought my most pocket-filled bag.
Yeah.
And like, but I had every intention of recording and interviewing, and I think by the middle of the day Saturday, I said to you, there's nobody here I even want to talk to.
Yeah.
And it's right? But like, There are people I did want to talk to, but I would much rather do like a long form Skype conversation.
Well, sure.
Than, you know, that kind of stuff. And
that's the other thing. If Andrew or anybody from the show wants to come on the podcast,
absolutely. 100% welcome.
Even next year before the show, you're welcome anytime.
Yep.
And that if you just want to come on and BS about whatever, you know, Star Wars or whatever,
what you like, what you were into.
Well, we know Andrew likes Star Wars. He wins the celebration, he has a land speeder.
Why, as a kid, you got into this? So, you know,
well, yeah, anything. Yeah. I mean, anybody's welcome on the show. You know, any of the local guys, especially because you guys can come up to the studio and.
Yeah, we still gotta get Bob France on.
Yeah,
we talked to him at Gem City, and I've dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, guys. Well, look for all the vendors we've talked about, essentially all of our friends will be listed in the show notes.
Yeah, pretty much.
There'll be links to the Cincinnati Comic Expo's website and everything, so you can look at tickets for next year, September 14th through the 16th.
We'll be there.
We will, hopefully.
Unless I'm living in Florida or something by then. And I still would come up for it. Tells you how much I enjoy it is that, you know, I still would come up and, you know, hang out for a weekend.
I mean, if you guys don't take anything else away from that, like, I would definitely come back for this show, too.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. If I lived out of town, if we moved out of town, this would still be like a show that I would say, yeah, I want to go to it and hang out with my friends and, you know, just walk around. It's fun to walk around.
It is.
It's fun to work at Queen City's booth, too. You get to see things you don't.
Yeah, you get that.
Because so. I'm in a stationary position, I get to see a lot of like people circulating through.
You just see
through
the
where
people watching.
Like,
as yeah, when you're walking watching. Around, you're within that stream.
The cosplay on Sunday, the best one, I think this was the best one of the show. Somebody came dressed as Kevin from Up.
Nice.
And literally, like, at one point, Kevin walked past and Jeff yelled, "Kevin, I love you." And the person went, and I was like, yes. But it That's was it awesome. Was cool because they dressed in a blue outfit. So they like literally camouflaged with the puppet. And it was I've seen pictures of it online. It's great.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, on that note, we will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
The Infest Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.